We start with the name of Allah. All praise is due to Him. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, and to protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Speaking about religion without knowledge is a dangerous matter. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 36, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. This ayah means, do not act or give judgments in the religion without knowledge. On the day of judgment, one's ears, eyes, and heart will be asked about their deeds. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam also advised in this matter. Both At-Tirmidhi and Al-Hafiz Abu Bakr Al-Qurashi narrated from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he said, what means? Say something good or else keep silent. This advice is important to follow, because giving judgments in the religion without knowledge is among the ways which lead a person to be a loser in the hereafter. Indeed, this matter is among the top reasons leading people to enter hellfire. The one who says something is halal, permissible, or haram, forbidden, in the religion without relying on a valid religious permission to do so is sinful and deserves the severe torture in hellfire. The pious, knowledgeable people said it is a very good act for the person to say, I do not know, when it is applicable to do so. If one does not know the religious judgment on a particular case, he should not venture his own opinion on it. Once, when Imam Ali was asked about something which he did not know, he said, I don't know. Then he added, how soothing is for me to say, I do not know, when I don't know. Imam Ali meant that he felt comfortable not to answer a religious question when he did not know the answer to it. We should take heed to follow the words of Imam Ali in this matter. He was one of the most honored companions of the Prophet, known for his high level of knowledge and comprehension in the religion. Once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, what is the best and the worst places where? He answered, what means? I don't know. I will ask Jibreel. When the Prophet asked Jibreel, Jibreel also said, I don't know. After a period, Jibreel alayhi salam returned to Prophet Muhammad with the answer which Allah Ta'ala revealed to him. The worst places are the markets, and the best places are the mosques. This is an authentic Sahih hadith related by both Muslim and Bukhari and others. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us a very important lesson by his response. It is not shameful for one to reply, I don't know, when it is applicable. But it is shameful to speak about religious matters without knowledge. Only Allah Ta'ala knows about everything. For the Muslim to be safe on the Day of Judgment, he should speak only about what he knows. If one needs an answer to a religious question, he should ask one more knowledgeable than oneself, or a trustworthy Muslim who can ask another trustworthy, pious, knowledgeable Muslim. This is the way the knowledge of the religion is taught, and this is the way the knowledge is preserved. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from committing sins. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to save us from the torture of the grave and the torture of the hereafter. Ameen.